Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study summary. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the time we can study your word. I pray that you'd bless us and guide us. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can be sure of our salvation. We're in 1 John chapter 5. And the point of our study tonight is we can be sure God saves us when we trust in Christ. How do we know if a religion actually delivers on what it promises? There are so many religions that claim to offer people a way to God, but how do you know you will actually reach God or attain eternal life? For instance, Islam teaches that paradise awaits those who are obedient to the practices of Islam. But it doesn't offer any guarantee that a Muslim has obeyed enough to make it. Hinduism says reincarnation might eventually get you to enlightenment. But if a Hindu thinks that continually being reincarnated will get you there, how can you possibly know when you've ever reached it? Even the cults that include Jesus add elements of work to what is required to go to heaven. What they can't offer is any assurance that you've done enough to reach heaven. The Christian life points us to Christ, the only path to salvation and the only way to a relationship with God the Father. We can add nothing to it. We simply trust what Christ has done for us. And we can be sure of a relationship with God. Listen to the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5. Beginning in verse 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. John gave us three assurances. He gave us the assurance of our faith, he gave the assurance of our love, and he gave the assurance of our obedience. The first of these, faith, is based on what you believe. If the object of your faith is wrong, then everything else is going to be wrong. It's impossible to be filled with the Spirit of God and in His love if the object of our faith is some kind of way-out view of Christ. Everything rises or falls on Christ. When we believe correctly about Christ, trusting Him as the Lord and Savior of our lives, then we can be assured of the new birth. Our faith, our trust in the truth of the Lord Jesus is the evidence of the new birth. And tied to our faith is our love and our obedience. What we believe determines how we live. And through the new birth, the curse of the old life has been broken. Verse 4 said, everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. That word world refers to Satan's realm. Christ is sovereign. He is victorious over the world, and believers are also victorious through their faith in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah! The evidence that Jesus is the Christ is overwhelming. You see it over and over again in Scripture. Consequently, those who trust in the Lord are born of God. Now look down verse 11 in 1 John 5. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Folks, God is faithful in His Word. He does not want Christians to limp along with uncertainty. John refers to the believers as conquerors. Back in verse 5, he said, who is he that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Boy, what a great statement. God wants our lives to match our new identity. We're no longer lost enemies of God. We are conquerors. Paul said we are hooper nike. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we can know we have eternal life because God's word says so. God's word teaches us that every believer has eternal life. And that this life will never fade away, nor can it ever be taken away. You can lose your finances. You can lose your health. You can lose a loved one. But you cannot lose your life in Christ. Your life in Christ is secured in heaven. It is guarded. And it is kept by God himself. Listen to the Apostle Peter. We have an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last times. Boy, that's secure, isn't it? John's whole point of writing this letter was that we may know that we have eternal life. Jesus has stated in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. Jesus taught that his power keeps us secure. But it goes even deeper. Listen to verse 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one and the same. We're kept by the Father. We are kept by the Son. Let's not leave out the Holy Spirit here. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, after believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit seals the security of our salvation. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. We can know we have eternal life, as I said earlier, because God said so. If you've trusted Christ, you have eternal life, period. Whoever has the Son has life. Look at verse 18. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourself from idols. In concluding this section, John got straight to the point. The nature of the new birth, it has an ongoing result. One of the lasting results of the new birth is a different kind of life. It's a repentant life. It's not that we believers will never sin again, but we will not continually live in sin. Christians are those who continually repent. You do something wrong, the Holy Spirit in your life speaks to you and convicts you, and you repent. You see, the new birth produces new behavior. The Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil, and consequently, the devil can do nothing to rob the Christian of an eternity with the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We're born of God, and he is the source of our eternal life. Jesus came so that we could know the truth, and when we trust him, then we are in the truth. And this position can never, ever be changed. Because believers are still tempted to sin, John gave one final exhortation. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. When we begin to give our hearts away to other things, we're going to ruin our testimony before the world. Because, folks, the world is watching us. Therefore, as Christ keeps us, we need to guard our hearts against idols. Anything that comes between you and a commitment to the Lord Jesus. He has given us His love. He has embraced us with His open arms. And He's kept us eternally secure. So we can be sure of our salvation when we have trusted in Christ. We can be sure God saves us and that He is always there for us. Folks, there are plenty of people out there telling you how to have a wonderful life, but they don't give you any assurance of life here or even in eternity. Jesus assures us of life now. I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. But also in eternity. I have given them eternal life, and they will never perish. Neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. So let's share that truth with other people. Amen? All right, that ends our summary for this evening. But you know what, folks? Sunday's coming. Yeah, we're looking forward to a great day in the Lord, and I trust that you will too. Because, folks, God is good all the time. See you in church.